Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, and welcome to Salua, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you have heard. Before we go any further, however, Jesse Winslow, CJSF Public Affairs Director, will present our land acknowledgement.
Thanks, Charlotte. Today's show is produced and broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam and Squamish-speaking peoples, who have been here since time immemorial and have been telling stories and connecting with listeners of their own here since before anyone else, and for a very long time in lots of different ways. So I am, and we are, very grateful to be able to continue that tradition in our own way, and to be here on these lands as uninvited guests, living and doing the things that we do. So very grateful and aware of the position we're in.
I'm grateful for the position that we're in, and that CJSF as a college and community radio station also endeavors to include Indigenous people in training programs, production activities, and other ways to benefit from this land that we are living on and enjoying. Are your ears stinging after 4 weeks of hearing exchanges of tense, terrible, or tearful words as the clock edged toward Canada's having a new prime minister? Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, today on Suluau, we're taking you on an adventure in creating tributes. Tributes that may soothe your soul and surprise your level of creativity. I'm sharing with you a challenge given me ages ago to write a poem for a reunion celebrating the lives of 54 classmates who had made their earthly transition in the years since we graduated from high school. Over time, that led to me writing a poem where each of 12 stanzas emerged as a chapter of a book with half a dozen poems in each. That book is called Heart Balm Just For You. Not Heart Bomb, but Heart Balm Just For You. And today, Jesse, this is the first time I'm sharing those poems from the book with an audience, an unknown broader audience. I've read and done these poems at different events, people's birthdays, homegoing celebrations. But the book itself, that has where each chapter generated poems of its own, this is the first time I'm doing this, and I'm passing that challenge on to listeners. We're going to give some musical breaks after I read a poem, and that musical break is for you to try your hand at writing a similar poem just for someone else.
And I think, Charlotte, it would be a great idea if listeners, once they've written their poems, if they sent them in to you.
Yes, you can send them to canexpert@gmail.com. My middle name is Ann, so it's canexpert@gmail.com. We've gotten some email from people saying how happy they've been when once a month we do a poetry pop-up program. We're doing lots of things to not just talk to you, but to invite you to be involved and talk back, share back with our listeners and others. Okay, the first chapter in Heart Balm Just For You asks, have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? I will read one poem from that chapter and so on for each of the other chapters. Chapter 1, have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? The selected poem is called Doing It Anyway. Doing it anyway. Doing it without weariness. Doing it despite and no matter what is the highest order of the day. Doing it with joy, doing it when jackhammers and jacks of all trades show up at your door amidst your quiet time. Doing it anyway, doing it without compliments or wishing for them, doing it unfettered by ungrateful reception, doing it without knowing how it'll be received, doing it with excellence, your inner self to please. Doing it anyway, doing it with diligence and pride, doing it with life force and love intertwined, I'm going to say that again. Doing it with life force and love intertwined. Doing it and moving on. Doing it and seeding hope in rain. Doing it with arms welcoming the sunshine. Doing it anyway. From the chapter, Have You Ever Had Anyone Do Anything Just For You? And now we'll have a musical interlude where you can try your hand at a similar poem.
You tune into CJSF, you make a choice to step outside the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so badly. I'm William, a member of CJSF's board, and I see you contributing to social change in small and profound ways simply by tuning into us. Thanks for being on our team.
Okay, we're back to you. We are back with sharing poems that are inspired by reading
your book.
My book. And you know, it's shy to say it. Heart Balm, B-A-L-M, Just For You. And that's Charlotte's sister, C. Farrell. And the book is available on Amazon. Chapter 2. Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? And notice it's a slight difference between have you ever had anything do something special for you? Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? Since 1992, I have written and presented over 100 tribute poems commemorating birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, business launches, and cultural celebrations for family members, friends, teachers, leaders, and other creative artists. Whether surprised or expecting the poem, people always express joy, gratitude, and appreciation. In this chapter, I'm sharing a selection of poems that illustrate that there is no set formula for a poem, just the intention to share an honest, positive expression. I absolutely love the experience of writing tribute poems. It's a humbling, exciting, nurturing adventure in being open to the words that are revealed to you by spirit, and to capture qualities or aspects of a person's life. Okay, from this chapter, the poem that I'm going to share is called Sister, S-I-S-T-A, like Sister C, Sister, Sister Friends. I want to say in before that poem that every time I perform Sister Friends, someone asks for a copy or tells me how much it makes them think about their sister or the way they would like to be as a sister. Sister friends. Sister friends, sister friends. Friends who are there at the end of the day. Those are called away when disaster strikes, when the big question gets popped, the promotion finally comes through, or when you are just feeling blue. Sister friends know what time it is. You don't need to constantly explain yourself, even when you're frontin'. They smile and edge you on, but pull your coat when your slip is showing. Let you know if your hair is out of place before you fall out upon the world stage in disgrace. Sister friends call your kids theirs. They are not afraid to speak up, whether you are overboard with spoiling or sharing that ride a little too much. They step in as aunties, extra moms, grannies with a gentle touch, not crowding your authority, but letting you know they've got good intentions on their mind. An extra meal, one more pair of shoes are no big matter. They'd do it any time. Sister friends have got your back through thick and thin. When you move, they bring boxes. When you're being moved, they move to step in. No streets for you, no shelters for you. They couldn't sleep. When they have a home, you know, so do you. Sister friends, call you up to share good news. If soup is on sale or a good workshop is being held, they want you to get in on it too. Sister friends, sometimes have to bury hatchets too. Errors are made, the wrong thing gets said. But under God's heaven, a path has been made. Just be the one to say, I'm sorry. And know in your heart, your sister is sorry too. Let bygones be gone to keep your friendship true.
Great. Thanks, Charlotte. And now... another musical break for you out there to take some time to think about what Sistacy's Sister Friends made you feel, and just write something in response.
Write a few lines in the Times.
This is Hwaeng Shachlech, host of Free Voices on Thursday at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And on behalf of everyone here at CJSF, I want to thank you. We appreciate you tuning into 90.1 FM on the dial, choosing to spend your time tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. Shows you value the hard work of our hosts and programmers, and we value your commitment. Thanks for being here.
Welcome back to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon with Sister C and me, Jesse, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just listened to a little bit of music while you wrote your poem in response to Sister C's Sister Friends. And I'm going to remind you again that if you want to share your poems with us, you can send them to Charlotte at cnexpert@gmail.com. That's C-A-N-N-E-X-P-E-R-T. at gmail.com.
Okay, moving on to chapter 3, another chapter that was birthed from a stanza in the poem just for you. Chapter 3, for you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear. Another line that was just a stanza within the larger poem just for you. Feelings, everybody has them, but often we spend a lot of time denying or feeling anxious about them. Sometimes we let fear override our desire to say or write something that would give us a great deal of pleasure to express. We needlessly worry whether expressing our feelings will lead us to being rejected, hurt, or misunderstood. When I first wrote for you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear, I had an image of happiness or contentment over having someone cherish my feelings. I did not have any particular person in mind, just this feeling of contentment about the sacrifices and specialness of unveiling and sharing feelings when they weren't expected. During the double gestation period of living with the thoughts I'm sharing here, I came to realize there is really no necessity for the receiver to hold my words in the same spirit or with the same feelings or quality I give them. The cheer is in releasing what has been put on your heart. So the poem I'm going to share from chapter 3 is called Double Yes. They keep asking, are we sure? Did we take enough time to make up our minds? Did we get enough education or have enough fun? The answer is yes, double yes. They keep asking if we have the sustainability to last until perpetuity. Will we scramble and fuss, or can we just hold on to us? When the test of time begins to unfold, the answer is yes, double yes. What of the ties we have to careers in our crowd? Shopping dates, movie nights, bowling leagues, card parties, and better yet, customary family occasions. Can we reschedule, budget, and adjust our priorities? The answer is yes, double yes. Do we take each other with our fragile feelings to have and to hold, to treasure like gold, until we slip into life's higher ceiling? The answer is yes, double yes.
And yes, you do have permission to go out and write a poem, yes, during this musical break. Oh,
Hello, this is Minh Chuong. I'm a volunteer here. Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to chapter 4, which was the fourth stanza of the original poem, a stanza that birthed more poems. For you with hope, for your dreams to prosper and float. When designers set about to build a house, they transfer their mental images into paper. How often do you take time to capture images or feelings from your dreams and transfer them to paper? For some reason, for a very long time, people have been sharing their dreams with me. Maybe it's because I sometimes follow people's hands as they gesture at a space under a table or across the room that they describe when they will be placing things or elements of their dreams. Maybe it's because I'm a dreamer. Now, as a dreamer, I'm going to share with you the short poem, Hope and Joy. Hope and Joy. Hope, the letter N. Joy. Hope is easily said, steadfastly won. The path to hope is woven with patience. Hope looks eternally for its companion, joy. Joy yielded through a smile, a bouncing step, snatches tendrils of hope wafting by. Joy courts hope like a legendary lover, woos it till a marriage is born. Hope and joy, joy and hope. Welcome to your new home. It's a pleasure to house you, to welcome your visitors and long-term guests. May your windows stay clear so you can beacon all enduring tests. I was invited to read that poem at the Atlanta Authors Expo in DeKalb County Library in 2018.
And maybe you can look out the window as you listen to this musical selection and think about how hope and joy makes you feel and how you want to respond in poetry form. And once you've done that, you can send that poem to Charlotte at cnexpert@gmail.com. But for now, listen and write away.
Listen and write away right away.
Busy enjoying one of your favorite shows here on CJSF, but it's Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. And I'm here with a very special delivery. Thank you for listening to CJSF.
And now we have transitioned over to Chapter 5 from the book Heart Balm, just for you. And Chapter 5 is a stanza in the original poem, For Your Encouragement as You Pound the Pavement. The poem from Pounding the Pavement is called Docked and Waiting. There's a gift docked and waiting for you. Did you miss it? Did it slip past? Shimmering and precious, its twinkling sometimes draws tears, valued eons beyond the assessor's grasp. The sifting pan cannot hold it, above and to the north of your sky. Glowing above it holds your image in its eye. You and it are of the same stuff formed. Imagined distance has kindred you. Day and night around the 24, it is there, never disappearing, whether or not you stare. Open your eyes, peer beyond the haze. Open your heart, feel its warming, loving beams. Walk knowing its force will not let you falter. Loose the sails, reel up the anchor, undo the ribbons, and royally savor the treasure. Now you're going to discover there's some words docked and waiting for you. You feel any words, Jesse?
I heard savor there, and I'm savoring all of those words and savoring in anticipation the words of our listeners who are going to, that's right, you out there. We're going to take this next musical break to see if there's anything from that poem that you're savoring and turn it into some words of your own.
I'm Connor, host of Department Uno, every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on CGSF. Thank you for listening to us. Every time you tune in to our frequency on the dial, your support of independent media does not go unnoticed. We are extremely grateful that you've chosen to listen to us. Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Okay, we're moving along now to chapter 6. Don't worry if you haven't finished the notes that you had about other chapters. There's seeds there ready to sprout and grow throughout the week. Chapter 6, for your courage as you release fear and turn a new page. You know, Jesse, for the most part, people don't think it takes courage to release fear. There's a common notion that fear grips us, we freeze, and then slowly get our limbs and thoughts circulating about what to do next. We continually hear advertisements that suggest we have separate fears and different things and offer us remedies for each one of those things to get us over our fear of flying, speaking, bullying, swimming, etc. So I'm going to share a poem from chapter 6, the poem Stomping It Out. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, 1 foot ahead, 1 foot planted solidly behind, pausing long enough to feel the easing of pressure, the loosening, lightening of the load of unforgiveness. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, the ugliness of the exchange buried. 1 foot ahead, 1 foot planted solidly behind, observing tender new shoots emerging along the sidelines. The bustling, bursting forth of tulip petals from buds. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, feel the rush, feel the rush, feel the rush of air out of stagnant, bitter thoughts. 1 foot ahead, 1 foot ready to spring from behind, enjoying vibrant greens, purples, and magentas rolling into view. Jump-starting your jubilant, unfettered dance across dimensions. 1 foot down, 1 foot up, hear the rush of glad tidings 1 second after the old door closes. I'm going to say that again. Hear the rush of glad tidings 1 second after the old door closes. Feel the welcoming hands given fives and love pats on the back. 2 feet jumping in the air with jubilation, reaping the benefits of the get out of jail free card, breathing the rarefied air out of a new start. Stomping it out.
And so now, dear listener, you can once again take this time to come up with whatever comes to mind, whatever comes through the pen or the keyboard or however you're writing. Maybe you're just composing in your mind, but either way, take some time to reflect and write your sixth poem of the 8 hour so far.
Thank you. As a listener, you are a critical part of our foundation. In fact, we can't make radio without you. And so, a big, gigantic thank you is in order. I'm Danny Nesvedarani, and I am the community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You can hear me on Speak Up Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And on behalf of your community access radio station, thank you for continuing to choose CJSF 90.1 FM on the airwaves.
And now, as you are musically settling down and opening yourself to hear another poem, chapter 7, is called For You with Hugs and Smiles, right here or across the miles. How do hugs make you feel? Virginia Satir, a multiple honorary PhD awardee and family therapist, is often quoted as saying, we need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 for growth. Where it might not always be possible for us to give or receive that many physical hugs daily, it is entirely possible to send words that give that fresh hugged feeling. If you've ever had a bunch of angry or mean words hurled at you, you know they can strike like darts. Sometimes those stings linger and move you to be and give a bad response or to be grumpy. But with a few tweaks in attitude and a few scribbles, tweaks of your writing, you can bring up your duck feathers and let them all roll off your back. So the poem that I'm sharing for you is 12 Hugs a Day. Imagine that, Jesse. I wrote a poem called 12 Hugs a Day and read it during COVID time. 12 Hugs a Day. 12 hugs a day are what some say you need for happiness. Would that be 3 for breakfast, 3 for lunch, and 3 for dinner, and 2 fitted in as between meal snacks? Or would it be 2 as you leave home, 4 when you get where you're going, 4 as you go through the day greeting and meeting, and 2 as you work your way back in? Maybe that would be 4 saying goodbye from point A, 2 as you arrive at point B, 3 as you go from a mixer at C to dinner at D, and 3 as you wind your way back to A. 12 hugs a day, 12 the hard or easy way, 12 given sincerely, 12 received tenderly, exchanging a breath of blessings as you part and go on your way.
And maybe you can contemplate how this next musical break is, you know, it's kind of radio's version of a hug, I guess.
Yes.
But you can think about how else 12 hugs might fit into your day as you take this musical break to write your own response to Sister C's poem here on Suluau on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we'd like to remind you that Suluau stands for My Guest and I Speak Up So You Can Listen Up and Act Upon What You've Heard. S-U-L-U-A-U.
Hey, it's so awesome that you're here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here on The Dial. The radio station is nothing without its listeners, and that includes you. Thank you for tuning your ears to our broadcast signal.
Okay, we're moving on to chapter 9, and I'm going to share a short poem from that chapter. Chapter 9 is "For Your Peace as You Take In All Life Has to Teach." Welcoming darkness. Darkness bit the dust, lingered along the edges before easing into the fold. Darkness danced with the sun. Darkness enveloped the lovers dancing to "No Woman, No Cry," brushed new hope into their eyes, caressed the dust and bid goodbye. Darkness wove golden threads with fuchsia, splashed the sea in electrified navy waves, gave photographers and seagulls a treat, colored affirmations and meditations. Darkness is a nightly gift, inviting relaxation, rejuvenation, welcoming a descent into new dimensions, welcoming new thoughts to greet the sun. Welcoming darkness.
My voice pouring through your radio device to you. I'm Ahila, volunteer at CGSF, and I'm here to recognize you as the most important aspect of the radio we make. That's right, radio is all about you. You, the listener. Thanks to you, CGSF 90.1 FM provides diverse programming to best fit your ears. Happy listening!
Chapter 10, "For Your Health as You Bask in Excellent Health." Smiling and skipping. Skip, skip, skip. My heart is so happy it feels like it's skipping a beat. I'm afraid to go to work today. They may think that I'm all play or dazed by the heat. They may mistake my floating mood with substances untrue. Would not understand what faith has imbued. To get up fluidly, my back and buttocks flowing with my brain, without muscles complaining or sending spasmodic pain, as they did unpredictably in a time sooner recalled than not. Now there's room for daily celebration. In faith, I proclaim what I had been told. If you want it, speak it. Bring it from the heavenly realm. Bring it from another dimension. Call it in, speak it up. This poem has got three more verses, but in the interest of time, I'm going to turn you back over to just noting what it meant to you. And if you're interested in the rest, you can send me an email at cnexpert@gmail.com. Or you could also pick up the book, which is available on Amazon. And the book that we've been sharing poems from is called Heart Bomb Just for You. And I hope that it has truly nudged you today to start some poems for someone that really make their day.
Right, it's for you. As a radio programmer, I make radio with you in mind, and I'm so grateful that you're here listening. I'm Danny Nesvadarani, community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You can hear me on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays on Speak Up. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Chapter 11, For You With Love That's Blessed From Above. I think you've heard this poem as I close my show every week. It's called Love Time, Poem Time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes, and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Love time, poem time, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place, place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, just for you. And that is a performance poem that you've heard, but I have also, at some point it was on YouTube. Themes come and go on YouTube, but they don't come and go away from their place at Amazon, Amazon.com, the book, Heart Bomb Just For You, hoping that your ears will be soothed away from all of those mean tributes or mean speeches that were made during the whole month of election. ¶¶
As a CJSF listener, you are the outlier, the rebellious one, the change maker, the hopeful dreamer, the truth seeker, and we delight in you for being those things. On behalf of all of us making the radio you listen to, thank you for making CJSF a part of your life.
The one last poem that closes out this book is chapter 12, and it's called For You with Bliss That Never Goes Amiss. Say bliss aloud within a small group, and you're likely to experience a ripple of different thoughts. When I think of bliss, I wrote a funny little poem related to bliss. Where is it? Sometimes in the course of human events, we have occasion to ask, where is it? Where is my soul? What has become of it? I thought it was here, but someone else said it was there. I can't seem to find it anywhere. If Dr. Seuss were summoned, he might ask, did you leave it in a car? Did you put it in a jar? Did you sit it in the rain? Or did you feel it through your pain? Do you think it's in the air? Do you really even care? Over time, this is what I have come to see. My soul is nestled comfortably within me. It greeted me at birth. It will accompany me from this earth. It is the gift I can never return. Keeping it in integrity is the bliss of all life's sojourn.
Typically Tuesdays, on Mondays at 3 p.m. Thanks for choosing to spend your time with us here at CJSF 90.1 FM. We know there are lots of options out there, and we're proud to bring you a wide variety of music and voices every day. So once again, thanks for listening.
Thank you for letting me share poems from Heartbound Just For You, and I hope that you have been inspired to write more than a poem or two.
And what time is it, Charlotte?
You know, when people ask me that, I say it is always love time, poem time. Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers.
poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery, time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place, place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine, love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme, love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time.